First of all, Harold, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got involved in what you're doing right now.
Okay. My position currently is the Director of External Support and the Foundation for Agronomic Research for the International Plant Nutrition Institute.
Looks like you got a heck of a conference getting started here in Springfield.
Yeah, we started these conferences in 1995, and we had three in a row annually in Champaign, Illinois. Then we moved to Indiana and held three over there every other year. And this is the second one we've been back in Springfield. So we've been doing these since 1995. It's been a fun circuit. And bringing a lot of people together from all over the world, really, to share experience and ideas in the application of the technology. This is a step beyond the research. These are the people that make it work out in the field.
So who are the main types of people that attend this conference?
It's some of the developers of the technology. A lot of them are here, but also the people that work with farmers and getting farmers to adopt it. Some of the advanced farmers are here. Fertilizer dealers, crop consultants, certified crop advisors that provide information and guidance to the farmers on what to do.
I understand you do, speaking of farmers, you have a Farmer's Day?
Yes, Thursday this week, the last day of the conference, is set up to target farmers. It's open to everybody, but the whole conference is open to farmers from that standpoint. But we've targeted that day, and we've got a reduced registration for folks that just want to learn a little bit about it, come in and view the exhibits and spend a short time. So for $75, they can hit one day and get a capsule, at least, of what it's all about.
So who are the main organizations and sponsors of this event?
The International Plant Nutrition Institute, the Foundation for Agronomic Research, and then Crop Life Media Group is helping us with the exhibits.
And speaking of exhibitors, what kind of a exhibit hall do you have set up there? How's that looking?
We have about 60 different exhibit hall positions filled in a cross-section of things from data management to the big iron people to people that are providing consulting services, various aspects of technology and communications, in controllers, in auto guidance systems, just anything that's dealing with technology of computers and satellites use in agriculture. Remote sensing is another big one.
It looks like you have a busy schedule. There's a lot of presentations, a lot of speakers. Yeah. Give us an overview of what all somebody's going to get if they participate in this whole thing.
Well, there's six concurrent sessions, so you can't obviously attend all of them. A lot of the presentations are repeated, so out of the six concurrent sessions, you can probably pick two of those that you can see. Total of about 100 presentations. We have 60 different speakers. As far as an overview, it hits all those topics of data management, of remote sensing, of auto guidance, variable rate fertilizer, and just how to interpret all of this information.
And we're talking about a lot of information from hearing your opening speakers already. Is there any special focus area this year on the conference? Anything in particular that stands out as a subject or issue that you think people are most interested in?
Well, one of the things we're featuring with One Whole Track is conservation technology, how this technology can be used in meeting conservation goals, reducing pollution problems, helping keep the soil in place, and just conserving our resources. Another feature is auto guidance, and the third one's probably what we need to do relative to dealing with the advanced or the expanded use of corn for biofuels. And so we're looking at how do we manage corn differently in continuous corn. Majority of our farmers have not grown continuous corn for their lifetime, really. And now we're back doing it again in many areas. So how do we need to change our management of fertility and other things to deal with the continuous corn system?
And looking at having to be more efficient in the production process all the way from farm to fuel, I guess you'd say.
Precision
plays a real key role in that.
Grain prices have gone up as a result of some of these extra demands, but so have the costs of inputs because they're affected by the energy requirements and so forth too. So the cost-price squeeze is still there for farmers, and we're helping to hopefully teach them how to be more efficient.
Looking at the demands, especially from the fuel area, I've already heard it said this is really a golden opportunity in the next couple of years for a lot of the people and companies represented here.
Yeah, we think it's probably more than a couple of years. I think this is maybe a new plateau that we're on in production and requirements, and it's we don't have more acres. So as the speakers this morning said, we're going to do this by increasing efficiency and productivity on the acres that we have, because we don't want to create environmental problems by putting acres into production that shouldn't be.
Well, thank you very much, Harold. I really appreciate it. Look forward to learning a little bit more myself as I'm here. That's Harold Reitz. We're here at the InfoAg 2007. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.